You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
The Michael K. Show.
You know, Fournier had a share of that record, and he was defending him like it was game 7 to stop it from happening. So it was clearly a thing. But come on, you know how weak you look if you're Monty Williams and the Detroit Pistons? You're one of the worst teams, if not the worst team in the league. And don't beat us too badly. Feel sorry for us. Don't go after a record. That's not right. I mean, come on. Not
yeah, I think
bad,
it's weak.
You're also sensitive of being bad. I'm sorry. I've got a chance at a record. I'm Dante DiVincenzo. I'm not a star, although he's playing like a star with the Knicks. And he's a really nice player. He's got a chance to accomplish a record, hold an all-time Knick record, and I'm supposed to stop it because you suck? That's not my problem. That's your problem.
The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah. The afternoon. The afternoon. There's no afternoon like an afternoon before a Ranger-Flyer game, especially when Don's on the call and I'm going to the game. You don't get that every day. That's right. I'm taking in the game myself, going to the suite. Now, I'm in pre-mania diet mode, so I can't really fully enjoy. I'm not going to be able to fully like weep to the chicken fingers.
Well, there haven't been chicken fingers in there all year.
Really?
No tendies, wings. What I've seen, wings, very good. They're like the Korean barbecue wings. Like them a lot.
I miss the regular wings, though, because they're always the Korean barbecue now.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. That's all I've seen. What I've seen consistently, because I always try to stop by, see Dawn when I'm at the Garden. So it's usually the wings. You get the nice quesadillas. The burgers, which are very underrated here. I've heard people say that the best thing to get at the Garden, period, is a burger.
The burger. You know what I'm going to do tonight, Don?
Exceptionally underrated.
I can't do, the one thing I know I can't do is the quesadilla, right? That's right. Not, if you're trying to watch your weight at all, here's what you don't want to do. Just some full caloric tortillas filled with fatty cheese. That's not, so what I'm going to do, Don, is I'm going to go a bunless burger and a couple of wings. That'll probably be how I throw it down. That's probably the move for me.
And on occasion, the chicken sandwich with the sauerkraut, not the sauerkraut, the, why am I vegging on it? The coleslaw. There That's good.
You forgot the word coleslaw for a second.
Because I'm not a fan, but in this case, I am.
Not a coleslaw guy.
What? No. Nancy, oh my God, Nancy loves coleslaw.
I love a slaw.
Not a big slaw guy. Because I'm not a big mayonnaise guy.
Yeah, but coleslaw is different to me. I mean, I hear you.
But that's weird. You know, but it's weird. I'm not a mayonnaise guy. I do not like mayonnaise on my sandwich. Just I'm almost repulsed by mayonnaise. But cannot have tuna without mayonnaise.
Interesting. Huh.
Does that make me a strange person, or is there logic behind it?
No. A lot of people have mixed feelings on the mayonnaise. That's very common. Let's go to Let's go to Conceited, our friend in Philly.
Hey.
There he is.
Pete, what's going on, Don?
How are you?
Damn, with the whole Sauce Gardner thing, I'm not sure I could get my spot on Rothenberg comparison, but I know you hate wrestling, Don. I'm a big wrestling dude.
I don't hate wrestling. It's just not my thing, but I do not hate it. That would mean hating one of my best friends and my brother. How can I do that?
No, I feel you. That's crazy. But, I mean, I'm not as big on it as I was when I was younger. But I watch all the Peacock premiums and all that. I'm up to it. But, you know, it's in Philly this year, so I'm confused about the whole WWE world thing, like how it works, Pete. Like, do you need tickets for that?
So I'm looking at it right now because of your call. So WWE World is in the convention center, and it's got, there's like live podcast all day. We're doing our show there. McAfee's doing his show there. Plus, there's a store there and all that. And you do need tickets. So I see now that it looks like for Thursday, adults is actually kind of expensive. The adult ticket to go all day Thursday is $60.
That's all day.
But that's all day. That's for Thursday. They had an evening only adult for $30, but that's gone. They have an evening kid ticket that's only $10 and a Thursday all day kid ticket that's $25. But in other words, yeah.
Do you have anything special other than like WWE World going on?
No, I do. I told you. If you want to come to my event, because I owe you one, I'm doing a live show with unannounced WWE superstars that night at a place called Fringe Arts in Philly. Are you trying to come through?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I gave Anthony my email because I heard you say call back the last time I was on.
I got
you. Do that. Like, I cut all my social media like a few years ago, but I gave him my email. So, well, I actually gave it to him like a few weeks ago. But I just gave it back to him the day he said he forgot to give it to
me. He said he's giving it to me.
He had to email me like the information.
Yeah, I dropped the ball on that one. That's my fault.
No, don't you worry, Conceited. I'm gonna send you a plus one for my event for free because I don't have free passes for the WWE World. But I'm gonna give you two tickets to my thing on Thursday.
Appreciate it. Listen, the only thing, see, it bothers me how much Dave hates you and Mr. K also. So listen, tell me this is not spot on. I don't know if y'all South Park fans. You probably were, Peter, but Kyle's cousin, Kyle, that is Dave. Whenever he comes at you, just call him Kyle's cousin, Kyle. Trying to tell you. That's why I'm saying I wasn't sure if I should bring it up. Don't know how people are going to look at it, but it's spot on.
Yo,
it's Kyle definitely spot on.
Kyle Schwartz, his maternal cousin from Connecticut?
Oh, man, I'm trying to tell you, bro.
No, conceded, you've done it again.
Holler at me, man.
All right, I got you. Thanks, awesome. Conceded.
I was all in on South Park from that first little short right up until maybe like, I don't know, like 02. And then I just kind of lost it. But I don't remember Kyle's cousin, Kyle.
I'm looking at him right now. He's like a heavy-set, brown-haired nerd with glasses.
And that's supposed to be Dave Rothenberg?
That's the energy that Conceited is getting.
Now, why is there evidence, or at least speculation, that Dave hates you? I know why people might think Michael hates you, but why does Dave hate you?
I think Dave always has something nasty to say about me.
Well, Rick's the one that always texts Michael. So how does Rick feel about you?
But I think everybody knows with Rick... He's just getting in a bad joke and kissing up to Michael.
So you think it's performative, but Anthony,
how would you describe the Dave energy when I come up on that show?
No, I don't think Dave hates you. I think he has fun with you like he does everybody.
Yeah. So it's more that he hates everybody.
Me and Jacob are playing Cousin Kyle in the background over here.
is there something to it?
We're laughing.
Can we get some audio of Cousin Kyle?
Yeah, we'd like.
We can make that happen, I'm sure.
Because I'll tell you what, Conceited is a quiet man. He doesn't overdo it, but his words have impact, and I literally love his Philly accent to death. I'm so excited for such a Philly week next week. Oh, it's going to be tremendous. We hope we'll see you at WWE World, and if you're going to be in Philly, I will say my Cheap Heat event. The tickets are on Eventbrite for Cheap Heat Live from Philly. And I am, as of last check, I was 15 tickets away from a sellout. I'm 15 tickets away from a sellout. So come through if you want. I didn't announce the guests yet, but I'm going to have some heavy hitters showing up there as well. And that's it Thursday night. It's going to be a really, really fun weekend. And last night, I do want to say this. Last night was the best episode of Monday Night Raw in 20 years.
Really?
20 years. It was a 3-hour show. that from beginning to end was just, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe how entertained I was. The Rock showed up and acted like a complete psychopath. I mean, just beat the hell out of Cody Rhodes and smeared his blood. It was psychotic. It felt like I took a time machine back to 2001. It was, oh my, did you watch?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Did you, by the way, sleeper part, because obviously you're going to be excited about Cody and Rock. Did you watch the segment with Drew McIntyre and Punk?
No, I didn't see that one.
Yo, Jacob, you saw it?
I saw it online. I'm mad I didn't see it live. It might have been one of the greatest stuff I've seen, probably from WWE in a while.
I mean, you talk about edginess, Don. I can't even, when Drew McIntyre goes, I'm the chosen one. Oh. And then your man comes back and says, oh, Punk goes, oh, you're the chosen one? Tell us who you're chosen by. Say his name. Tell us who you're chosen by. Don, he's talking about Vince McMahon.
Oh, no.
Because that's who chose Drew McIntyre back in the day. It was the most inside baseball, like it was the moments like this that you just live for. You can't believe what's happening. It was edgy. It was exciting. Oh, okay, I'll move on now, guys. But just for my wrestling fans out there, we're down to the final 2 weeks before Mania. I know it's the holy time of the year for baseball fans, but it is also the holy time of the year for us wrestling fans as well. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Shiv in Lake Grove. Hey, Shiv.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I am here to push back on your Jets point, but I'm not here to, like, fight you or anything like that. I don't want to lose you. Losing you is like losing Cronkite, you know? So,
or Cronkite.
Yes, whoever, you know, just that's way before my time. But, like, that being said, I understand, like, my team sucks. They have a history of sucking. I am well aware of that. Being a lifelong Jets fan, I've heard it from everyone. I've seen it all the time. I mean, when I saw Aaron Rodgers go down four plays in, it was returning me back to 1999 with Vinny Testaverde going back with the same exact injury when we were Super Bowl favorites. So it gets to you, obviously. But I also think that a lot of negativity can be overblown, like small stories become like mountains with the Jets versus other teams who do similar things, but, you know, whether they be swept under the rug or just barely talked about, that tends to happen a lot. And that's because they win and we don't. For example, the Steelers, you know, they get Russell Wilson. People think it's just going to work because they're the Steelers, so on and so forth. Peyton Manning had a fused neck. No one knew he was going to play football again. He went to the Broncos, did great. They had, you know, Tom Brady's obviously a specimen, but their back was Blaine Gabbert, who was Zach Wilson before Zach Wilson. But luckily, he never had to come in and play. There was a lot of things that could have gone wrong for them, but they never did.
But that's life. I mean, I go through it going up against the Yankees as a Met fan. You know, whenever the Yankees sign a player, it's, oh, it's going to work. Oh, J.D. Martinez, why did they do that? Oh, now they're pivoting. And, Soriano, out of the mistake that's going to be. No, but that happens. Loser teams don't get the benefit of the doubt.
But that's why I think the outrage can be, like, overblown sometimes. Like, the whole Mecole Hardman thing's like it's not like, you know, Kadarius Toney was also a two-time Super Bowl winner champion who contributed in the last Super Bowl. But no one talks about the Giants not using him properly. But, you know, Mecole Hardman almost cost the Chiefs to get in there against the Bills by fumbling in the end zone and barely did anything with the Chiefs as a sixth receiver. But he was wide open for a pass. Good for him. But that being said, it wasn't like Randy Moss in Oakland, like they were misusing him.
This is a fair call. I hear everything you're saying. This is a fair call. Thank you for the call, by the way. Poised and fair. Right. But just to be clear, I killed the Giants for not being able to figure out how to use Tony. And then it looking bad when he went to the Chiefs. We have killed the Giants for not being able how to just make it work with some of their talented players. But the problem is, you're right. Sometimes the smaller things seem like a bigger thing for the Jets. But that's the issue with having a bad culture, is that those things are very loud. You think the Commanders are the only team in the league to have a moment when water was like leaking at the stadium on a rainy day? I doubt it. But guess what? Everyone posted it when it happened because the Commanders have been a joke. Don, do you remember last year the Sean Taylor statue that was just like not a good statue? There's tons of things like that that are terrible. But it's a bad look when you have a bad culture. It's just how it happens.
Because teams that lose usually don't do things the right way. So they make mistakes and things don't break their way. But I felt bad for the caller because what he's really complaining about is his team not getting the benefit of the doubt. And teams like the Steelers and teams like the Yankees, they get the benefit of the doubt because they're good every year, and most of the things they do are the right thing. The Giants are interesting because the Giants for a long time got the benefit of the doubt. But let's face it, in recent vintage, they've been almost as embarrassing as the Jets have been, and they have looked bad. They looked very bad last year when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl and Tony scores a touchdown and the Giants got rid of him. So I think that he's got blinders on. He's sensitive to his team. He feels the negativity. But, hey, until things change and they start to win, you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt. So every signing is going to be looked upon with a jaundiced eye. But I don't think what Sauce said was being blown out of proportion by Peter because he's a Jet. I think if a Giant had said that, if a Yankee had said that, or anybody had said that, it would have gotten its attention. So
I've ignored it. And for the record, I ignored it for a couple of days. It came after multiple people have now sent it to me, and it's been picked up by you know, the Daily Mail and Fox News. I wasn't trying to make a huge deal about it. I'm just saying it's yet again another little thing that you keep an eye on.
Sure. And again, it's having blinders on because we talk about the Steelers getting the benefit of the doubt, but when Antonio Brown was making his mistakes, it got covered. Just because he was a Steeler didn't mean it was covered up. People noticed it. You know, sometimes when you cross the line with things, it's going to get noticed no matter what team you're on. So, listen, it was something that was said, but believe me, this was not brought up by Peter or anybody on the station because he was a Jet. It was brought up because we cover New York teams and he's on a New York team. But believe me, if that had been said by anybody else on any other team, it would have been covered by Peter or brought up by Peter the same way.
Guys, it's official. Aaron Rodgers will not be Robert F. Kennedy's running mate.
Who is it?
It is going to be a Northern California-based attorney, Nicole Shanahan.
Okay.
So, I
don't know who that is.
No, me neither. And I don't know why Rodgers couldn't have told us this whole thing's ridiculous, but...
Because it was a work.
And it served the purpose, right?
No, it got it talked about. It could have been squelched, but it wasn't squelched because he didn't want it to be. When he issued the statement about what happened at Sandy Hook, he could have said, oh, by the way, I am not running for vice president. He didn't say that because it was going to run its course until it either broke like it did last week or on the day where he said he was going to announce it, which was today. Now it can go back to being much ado about nothing because he's not winning. So it doesn't matter. And it's not anybody we've ever heard of.
No, it is nobody. But now I'll tell you what we have heard of, something very important. It's called Drop Madness, and it starts right now.
Well, hey there, guys.
Hello. Hi.
Turns out we only have 8 matchups to go until the round of 32 is set. We have the 4-13s and the 5-12s today in the flub region, the 4 seed.
I love Hootie and the Blocious. Forget it. Forget it.
Up against a upstart 13 seed.
It's the evening nightly lose. Evening nightly lose. I can't speak.
You know, the fact that he does it a second.
It's two punts against each other.
It's a lot of punting.
I absolutely love that.
Speaking of punting, kicking going to be a lot more exciting in the NFL this season. We'll talk about that later.
We got to get to the punting of it all. Go ahead.
The 5 seed.
Eric in Hopatcom. What's up, Eric?
Hopatcom, why we struggle?
There were 3 of these instances, Don, where you corrected the pronunciation of New Jersey towns. We just thought this was the funniest one. Yeah. But it has a tough matchup. It's a 5-12, so you know the 12 is going to be ready. It won its conference tournament.
He has weapons, LeGourd.
A lot of Griffin drops left on the cutting room floor, but that one has a chance to make a run.
Yes.
We head to the funny region, the 4 seed out to a early lead.
Cut his fat ass!
Up against the 13 seed.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. What is that?
By the way, it's
a
shame. It's a shame. Obviously, we know what's going to happen there, Don. But yes, it is a shame because the fact that I was shaking the ice that aggressively is like, I don't even know what I was thinking.
In the funny region, we have a 5 seed that struggled down the stretch in their conference tournament.
Okay.
And you're seeing it here in the early goings up against a very good 12 seed.
How about some ENN? Bring us that.
How about shut your face?
The Michael laugh, Peter snapping at Michael, it all works.
It's got a lot.
It's got a lot for a 12 seed. Down to the troubling region, the 4 seed.
Where I'm on meth and my mom's a prostitute.
Credit to Tom and Jacob. They pushed hard for this.
Okay.
And looking over at the seeds, it ended up going a lot higher than I thought it should up against the 13 seed.
That's the problem. I'm a miserable human being, and I never please myself.
Never? Well, that's you should. It's fun.
The 5-12s in all regions seeming to be tight races. The 5 seed in troubling.
It's a slick white orb, and it has to be rubbed up.
Up against the 12 seed.
He probably wears a thong to show off the tuchus.
That was about Greeny, by the way, if everybody remembers correctly.
There's so much happening on this show.
Greeny's a good big tuchus guy.
He has to be.
Going to the nether region, Peter, I hope Natalie's not busy today because she has a big matchup, the 4 seed.
Oh, my God.
Up against one that you all held near and dear. It won its conference tournament. It made it late in March, the 13.
You guys know.
And now, in the nether region, 5-12, a baseball matchup for the ages. 2 days before opening day, we have our good friend, Jeff Passan.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh.
Up against the legendary Joe Buck.
When you're cramped into a tight space and there's stuff coming through your head and out of your mouth and you're relying on each other to make the other person feel comfortable.
All 8 matchups on TMKS ESPN. Get out and vote. Get to our round of 32. Drop right. Madness results during ENN in 2 hours.
Do it.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. We have matchups LaGord today. All right. TMKS ESPN on Twitter. That is how you vote. We'll get back to your phone calls next. We do have to get into in a little while, Don, the new kickoff rules. Some interesting stuff in the NFL. But first, Don, talk to me about pain.
Friends, go see Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time to reclaim your active lifestyle. Call our friend Dr. Jay Shah today at Samwell Pain. Dr. Jay Shah treats joint, neck, back, sciatic, and nerve pain. Dr. Shah is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, scars, incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shah to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without pain medications. Enjoy life pain-free. Same-day and next-day appointments available. Go to samwellpain.com. Put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shah. Go to samwellpain.com. Regain your active lifestyle. Enjoy all of your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Pain now has 3 convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit samwellpain.com. You'll wish you'd met Dr. Shah sooner. Most major insurance are accepted.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Real quick, a Yankee starting lineup brought to you by Serta Pro Painters. Yankees not in action, so if they were, though, I could tell you who you wouldn't see, and that would be DJ LeMahieu, who will start the year on the IL with a foot issue. And tomorrow, Don, I'm sure we'll dig a lot into the Yankees expectations or lack thereof that fans have now going into the season, which is now, I don't want to say there's a shadow cast, but the last couple of weeks have not been great from a confidence standpoint. Real quick, though, that is the Yankees starting lineup brought to you by Serta Pro Painters. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters. Yes, Don.
Well, saying that, how would they not think that there is a cloud? Last year was derailed by injuries, and then you start this year, and no Cole on opening day, no DJ on opening day.
Not what you want.
Judge has missed some time in the spring. You know, Cabrera is your starting third baseman. Like, there's a lot of things that are kind of up in the air. So you couldn't even get through spring without having some significant injuries after, you know, you were derailed last year. So I can understand Yankee fans being a little nervous. Still a good team, though, but a good division. What are the Blue Jays going to do? Are the Orioles going to take that next step? Or are they going to kind of fold under the expectations that they have placed upon them? You know, certainly the Yankees are going to be right there. But the American League, you have the defending world champions and the Texas Rangers. Seattle, I think, is still a pretty good team. Should be a lot of fun. It's going to be a part of our lives soon.
Well, it should. We hope it's a lot of fun. How about that? We hope. We don't know. We don't know. I'll tell you, though, no matter what, baseball, by hook or by crook, will be played. And on Thursday, it'll be on SNY when the Mets take on the Brewers for opening day. Tune in to Gah, Keith, and Ron on the call. Coverage begins on Thursday, at 11:30 on SNY. Now we go back to the phones in this 4 o'clock hour on the K Show. Look, Floyd's been on hold in Harlem for a long time. What's up, Floyd?
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Hey, listen, I want to talk on DiVincenzo and the caller that called before. I have two things I want to say, but quickly. If I spend money to see the Knicks and I have a Detroit partner next to me, I'm paying for the rights to see the Knicks beat Detroit and for my Knicks to set a record, because that gives me the opportunity to brag about. I remember when I went to that game, DiVincenzo set a record, hit 11 threes on y'all. And if he gets hurt, which I hope he don't never get hurt, but that's all in the game. Now, the second thing I want to say is the Jets, Robert Saleh, I don't like him. I don't think he's a good coach. He's not a developing coach. He don't know what to do with his quarterback.
Well, he's a defensive guy. That's the problem. And I like him as a defensive coordinator. I don't know if he's a good enough coach to win a championship. He's had some excuses here. There hasn't been a lot of talent here. But look what they did in Cleveland. Look at all the problems they had. How many? Four different quarterbacks, Peter, in Cleveland last year? Joe Flacco ends up being comeback player of the year. They lost their starter in Watson, still made the playoffs. Why? Because they've got Stefanski's a really good coach that can develop quarterbacks. You bring in a defensive guy, he's obviously developed one of the best defenses in football, but he hasn't done anything with the quarterback position at all. So I have no problem with you having a problem with Saleh. I think it's put up or shut up this year.
But I think somebody like Tom Brady and Belichick developed Brady into a great quarterback. Now you have somebody like Zach could have been a lot better than what he is if he had the right coach to develop him. And I don't think Saleh was that kind of coach.
No, he's a defensive guy. That doesn't mean he doesn't know anything about offense. But Steve Young used to say this all the time, Peter.
Thanks, Floyd.
You know, the Jets do not know how to develop quarterbacks. They've had nothing but defensive-minded coaches except for Adam Gase, who wasn't good at all. And so they got it wrong on Sanchez. They got it wrong on Darnold. They got it wrong on Wilson. Or did somewhere along the line, did they take a really good quarterback and just misuse him, misdevelop him, and ruin his chances of being a really good NFL quarterback? I got to believe if those three quarterbacks ended up someplace with a better offensive system, with better weapons, a place to cultivate talent, I think one of those three would have become a star.
Let's go to Andy in Rockland. What's up, Andy?
What's going on, gentlemen? First time, long time, 1947, gentlemen.
Oh, it's going way back.
So listen, I've been a old school Jet fan since Kenny OB, like Kenny O'Brien, all right? So that's to show you how passionate I am about the Jets. And I want to actually just give a scenario, especially to Donnie. So Donnie Puck, listen, I am a dad of a five-year-old, and he nothing but wants to be a Jet fan. He sees me live and die with his team. But I cannot, being a good parent, allow my son to go near a Jet jersey ever. And hear me out. The amount of ridiculousness that Woody Johnson and this ownership has put the Jet fans through, and all of the things in which we've been experiencing just lately, I cannot in good conscience allow my son to even go near it. So I'm trying to promote the Giants, which does that make me a fraud, Don? That's question number one. And two, Don, just real quick, in terms of New York Rangers, who do you think is having actually the lights out year? Who is actually the MVP of the Rangers? Thank you, gentlemen, and I will hang up to listen.
Well, strong. Quickly, the MVP of the Rangers easily is Artemi Panarin. He's got 99 points. He's carried this team, career-high in goals, career-high in points. That's an easy answer. But as far as making you a fraud, for all those reasons, then just stop being a Jet fan then. Like, if you're not going to hand it down to your son, then what are you killing yourself for? So if you're going to continue to be a Jet fan, don't you want to share that with your son? I understand you're sharing losing, but if they ever did win together, like, how would you feel if you made him into a Giant fan and he rooted for the Giants and the Jets win the next Super Bowl? Let it happen. If he wants to be a Jet fan, let him be a Jet fan. And if you're going to talk about in good conscience, I can't let him be a Jet fan, then why are you a Jet fan? Well, why are you doing that to yourself then?
Because he can't help it. It's you can't get out.
Well, but his son
you don't
want to
be called a fraud. You don't
want to
be like
called
that. You don't want to be called a fraud by the Don LaGrecos of the world. Okay,
I can only go
you have.
Right, and that means if your son wants to be a Jet fan, I've made the decision. Marco's going to decide what he wants to do.
That's right.
And I hope that he becomes a Giant fan. I hope he becomes a Met fan so we can share the love of those teams. And he looks like he's a Ranger fan, and Dad working for the Rangers, that's going to be a good thing. You know, I'll be able to take him to the games, and we'll be able to have fun together because that ultimately is what you want to do, right? So, all right, so you don't want your son to suffer, but at least you get a chance to suffer together. I just think let him become the fan he wants to become. And if he wants to become a Jet fan, let him be a Jet fan. And then you can at least share that together. Why? I understand it's always about the championship, Peter. But don't you think he'd get a kick out of going to a game with his dad? I was a Giant fan and a Met fan because my dad was a fan of those teams. And I have some really great memories of watching games with him and going to games with him. Don't deprive your son of that. Come on.
I know, but I just feel bad for when you're stuck with one of these teams. Trust me, I know what it's like. But I never gave up. And look now, by hook or by crook, Dan Snyder's gone. I'm starting over again. I've got a chance at life again. A chance at love again. That was tough.
Anthony, as bad as things have been with you for the Commanders, it could be worse. You've seen a championship. Your team has been competitive recently. They've won a division recently.
I mean, Don, competitive recently. I mean, I think they have – I think our last playoff win was 2005. It's not really competitive. I mean, honestly, okay. It's been – it's bad. I mean, the Jets have been more competitive more recently. Because we've been barely competitive. The Jets in those years under Rex were legitimately competitive for a couple of years at least.
Yeah,
they made you believe.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's go to Anthony in the car who has a very salient point.
Interesting.
What's up, fellas? How you doing today?
Good.
Peter, you mentioned before about how this is like I forget the adjective you used, but like a glorious time in the season for sports. You forgot about a little place called Augusta National. Coming
That's
up in
right.
3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
The
around the corner.
That's right. I just wanted to touch on the Buck comments from Friday's show, if you don't mind. You're 100% correct, first of all. But how do we know that Buck wasn't, like, you know, around Pete at some point going, you know, Michael Kay, he's a great guy with that sarcastic great.
Possible.
Like, how
also.
Do we know that it was a? How do we know that it was like a genuine great guy comment?
Then why would Pete go back to Michael then? Did Pete misunderstand the sarcasm?
Yeah, that's a
maybe,
good point.
Well, you do. He might have if he's a if he doesn't really understand society like a nozzle.
Well, listen, I don't think that's the case. I think it was completely legit. I just think I stand by what I said. I just don't understand why it's still a point that Michael's so excited about. I just it was almost a sad moment for Michael to be so excited.
It went through the weekend. I was getting tweets from people saying, "Peter, you're absolutely right." Listen, why did Michael bring it up? I don't know, because he thought it was a cool thing. Maybe he wasn't sure how genuine the relationship was. That's the way I take it. Like, maybe he needed that affirmation. Maybe he needed confirmation. Maybe he wasn't 100% sold that Buck was totally in love with him. And it made him feel good that Buck was talking him up. It was kind of like a neutral site.
But do you see that's all the more reason why for me it's kind of a nothing burger?
Because you thought that the relationship was genuine. And so did I. But for people who didn't, you don't think there are people out there like, yeah, I'm sure Buck just tolerates Michael. Yeah, I'm sure that relationship's probably one-sided when Michael loves him and Buck could take him or leave. If you thought that, then you probably saw value in that story because maybe it kind of won you over. But for you, you didn't need to be won over. You saw it. You saw that the relationship was genuine.
Did I see it?
I mean, you believed it.
But that's just believing.
Did you ever have any doubts that Buck enjoyed Michael's company?
No, but not because I saw it.
Okay, because I've seen Buck. He's been in studio, but I'm trying to remember when and were you there? Like, so maybe you weren't there. I remember him came in studio, and they've been genuine friends. I've known Michael for 20 years, and this has been a thing for 20 years. So, but clearly, there's enough evidence to think that maybe Michael wasn't overly confident. A, that Buck did love him, or B, that the general public believed the story. And that's why I think he told it, because maybe he thought that there were people out there that didn't believe that their relationship was genuine. If you believed it, then you would think that it was excessive, that it was gratuitous, that it didn't have to be told.
I think you're just a good friend.
What? Is that so wrong?
No, but it also doesn't mean that the point is valid. You know what I mean? Because you're a good friend. You're just being a good friend.
I felt Michael needed that support, and I gave it to him, and I'll defend him.
That's the kind of guy
you are.
No,
I'll attack him if you believe me. This is not something that's 100%. I'll go after Michael when I think it's
justified. Listen, he won't give it back to you.
Same with you.
But that's the kind of guy you are. You don't care about
but
that.
But you know, I all the relationships I have, it's all about how I feel about it. Most of the relationships that I'm in, I don't get equality back.
Even in your marriage, some would say.
You said that. I didn't say that. Nancy loves me. Do I love her more? I would. Yeah, certain times. Today would be an example where that might be the case. But no, I believe I love Andrew way more. I believe I love Anthony way more. I believe I love John way more. Most people at the station, I don't feel it back. But that doesn't. I continue to march on. No. I continue to love them. I don't let it sway me.
Guys, say goodbye to Busted Brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney. All right. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. All right. I'm all in to see Duke lose in the Sweet 16. And maybe I'll get it right and get $200 to use on point spreads, money lines. Maybe I'll pick who's going to win the whole thing. Just visit FanDuel.com/Peter and bet on college hoops. That's FanDuel.com/Peter to bet on college hoops until they cut the nets down. 21 and over and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for help with a gambling problem. Call 877-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good!
playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Pretty lovely day. Kind of getting closer to spring vibes here.
Yeah, but Thursday's not happening. Imagine Sean to be playing Thursday.
Really? It's done?
What?
You're
basically
like
calling it.
It's going to be Saturday of Jace. Did you see any chance of a baseball game being played on Saturday?
No.
Right, well, there you go.
No. It's going to be that bad, you're sensing.
I don't have any sense. I watch the weather. Everybody mocks me.
You love
that
weather.
That I put a lot of import in the weather. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you care. I'm the guy that you go to because I'm in the know. And Saturday, you ready for it?
Go ahead.
Saturday. What's Saturday going to be? We are sitting with. What day are we?
You're saying Thursday is going to be Saturday at Jace, right?
Why did you start saying Saturday over and over again?
Because I'm stupid. All right, okay. Here we go. Yeah.
All right, I figured that was what was going on.
I was struggling there with mentally. Rain early, then remaining cloudy with showers in the afternoon. Chance of rain 70%. So it's actually improving. And then evening, it's supposed to be showers in the evening, then cloudy overnight. So it's not going to be, I don't see where there's going to be much of a window. Temperature's not going to be bad. High of 60. But I don't think it's going to be a go, but maybe it'll progressively get better because I saw 100% yesterday. So maybe we're trending in a different direction here.
Guys, go vote right now. TMKS ESPN on Twitter. Vote and drop madness. Can we see some good numbers today? There's some great matchups there. And let me tell you, the 4-13 matchup in the Flub region looks like it could be a special one. Early on, really? It's a dead heat. 50.5 to 49.5. Can you guys play me real quick the 4 seed, if you don't mind? In the Flub region, 4 seed in the Flub.
Eric in Hope.
No.
You're close. No. Try
We're
again.
Almost there.
I love Hootie and the Blocious. Forget it. Forget it.
Up against the 13 seed.
It's the evening nightly lose. Evening nightly lose. I can't speak.
I mean, that's just a battle. A battle for the ages. So go ahead and check that out. By the way, Don, have you spent any time paying attention to the Diddy story?
It's hard not to pay attention to it, right? I mean, they raided his house in Miami. They raided his house in L.A. When we raided, I mean they raided.
They're like full on
gear. Like machine guns. I mean, I think I saw a tank in L.A. or something that
looked like a tank roll up.
It didn't it?
It really
or some
did.
Sort of like, I don't know, like a, I don't know what it was, like that SUV that they used in the Bruce Willis vehicle, Die Hard, the first one.
But they have not found the person yet. I mean, this person being Diddy. Like, they have not found his actual person. They thought his plane was going somewhere. Then it's like, no, they don't know that. Maybe he had been detained, but we don't have any confirmation where he is, do we?
And they've detained his sons, correct?
Yeah, which made me sad. Because his sons ultimately are going to be victims in this too. No one chooses now who they're going to be born to.
Now, I haven't. The one thing I haven't done is taken the deep dive in the allegations. I just know the charges are like human trafficking. That does not sound good.
No.
I don't know if the details make it seem a little better, but when you hear human trafficking, that's...
No. All of the stories, both the one he already paid out for his ex-girlfriend Cassie, both that one which he paid out were horrible. The details in this one, I think, seem maybe a little more tenuous than the Cassie one. But the Cassie one was so bad, and the fact that he paid out so much, it's just now made it hard to believe that this stuff isn't true. I mean, if you really, really knew this was not true, and you're Diddy, you have access to such great lawyers, potentially, right? How do you not just say, I'm not going to run, I'm going to get the best lawyers on earth, and I'm going to go to war in a trial if it's not true?
An innocent person runs because they feel like they've got no money for a lawyer. They won't be able to defend themselves properly. But for him, a media mogul who should have the money and the funds and the wherewithal to be able to defend his innocence would fight it, stick around. But the fact that he's running...
It doesn't seem great. He's
not
seemingly...
a good option, as we like to say.
There's an article now in the New York Post from updated at 4:30 saying he is still, his whereabouts are still unknown.
That's a tough guy to be at large, right? I mean, he's fairly recognizable.
His plane flew fairly recognizable? Yeah, I'd say. His plane took off from L.A. and went to Antigua yesterday, but it's not clear who was on it. And yesterday, as of last night, it appeared to still be grounded in the Caribbean.
Now,
go ahead.
When they went to Miami and to L.A., to his homes, with that kind of arsenal, did they expect to find him in one of those two places?
I don't know. I would assume so.
Did they expect this to get some resistance that they went in the way that they did? This isn't knocking on the door with a subpoena.
Yeah, that's a... You know what, Tom? Yeah. That's a really, really good point. Why did they show up with, like, such huge guns? I understand that guns are included in what they were looking for, but did they really think that he was going to resist and they were going to have a shootout of some sort?
They certainly looked like they were prepared for something.
But
like
I wonder if anyone who's ever been a federal agent could tell us. I wonder whether if the logic is simply, once you know guns are a part of the charge, you have to show up like that.
Or were they looking, because of who he was, they wanted to put on a little bit of a show?
Well, I
don't know.
It's all on the table. But I will say, like, I started thinking yesterday, I was like, are we going to get, like, is there going to be an OJ situation here? I mean, it's such a sad...
And at some point, he's going to be found, and if he continues to do what he's been doing, I guess there could be something like that. Now, I don't know if it would get the same attention.
Would
it?
No, Don, I got news for you, buddy. I got news for you. Big update. Diddy is way bigger than OJ.
Yeah, I know, but that's not what I'm saying. Is that, you know, in the 30 years since, we kind of been desensitized to events of like that. So would it be treated the same?
Oh, got it. Yeah, well, here's the thing, though. But think about it like this. OJ was interesting. OJ was a huge football star and then had a really, really big Hollywood career.
Right, and his crime was really high profile. Like, this is high profile. We don't know all the details, but it was like such a short window. You know, two people were murdered by O.J. Simpson. It was all anybody was talking about. Now he's on the run.
But remember, this is all pre-trial. So the story hadn't yet. It's hard to even really put into context how big the story was because now we're all so tainted by how big it was after the trial. Like, all I remember is that night.
No.
You're sitting there, you got like the World Cup, you got the NBA Finals, you got the Rangers in the NHL Finals, and then OJ's on the run.
Yeah, but I remember living it at the time. I was a little older, and I was in the business when his wife and boyfriend were murdered. That was like the lead story. And then he was questioned. Then he became a suspect. It was all anybody was talking about. And then when he was on the run, then, of course, the trial and everything. But it was pretty high profile even before it was even thought that he was the one that did it. But that was very quick. Then he went from question to then he became a suspect. And then it just kind of snowballed. But then that was way before the trial. But it was still a huge, huge story. Diddy's a bigger figure, but this has been like piecemeal, right? Like, do we even know exactly what he's being accused of? And it's been a long time. Like, it was such a, it was like a short window of just like a few days from the murder to
him being on the run.
It was just, I, again, my mind, you know, it's going back 30 years ago, but it was like less than a week. It was just like a few days. Where it all kind of culminated together. So I don't know if it would be that big, even though I agree with you that Diddy, considering the mogul he's become, his rap career, his acting career, probably a bigger star.
1-800-919-3776. The phone lines are jammed. We'll get to your phone calls next. And Don, let's finally, in the 5 o'clock hour, go over the new rule approvals that happened in the NFL.
Yes.
How about that? How's it sound?
Love it.
K-Show, 98.7 ESPN, and yes.
The baseball player is almost ready for the season, but you're still holding on to that winter weight. Time to shed that fat, get ready for the warmer weather of spring with NJ Diet. For over a decade, they've helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40-plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water. And you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations close by in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or available from home with live online consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer with njdiet.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.